As I say, Tony McAvoy is online and Unite and Conquer winning that race down in Melbourne Sun City. The two-year-old ran second and is running in Brisbane on the weekend at this stage. Morning to you, Tony.
G'day, Andrew.
I guess, you know, you watch today's race with a bit of excitement. If Unite and Conquer can run well, just off what Sun City's been able to do around that horse.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, you like to see your form stand up and hold strong, but Adrian may disagree with this, but I think he was lucky to beat us at Flemington.
Yeah. I reckon he'll probably... Let's get him back on. I reckon he'd be...
That'd make for some good radio.
It would. Well, explain wider than the listeners. Obviously, you're always watching your own horse, but just explain your thoughts on that then.
Oh, well, look, Unite and Conquer was beautifully educated by Gay and Adrian. It bounced quickly with the blinkers on and made no mistakes. And my horse sadly made some mistakes.
Yeah.
So that was the difference. He bungled the start. We were last. He ran incredible sectionals to get to second. But in those two-year-old races or in any race, if you make mistakes, you pay the price. And I paid the price because my horse just wasn't on the job on that day.
Okay, so since then, he's obviously trialled in preparation. He's trialled in Brisbane last week, a bit over a week ago. So have you done, I mean... They're two-year-olds and still learning. Do you take him back to the barriers or not?
Well, look, no, because he had a trial the other day at Eagle Farm and was the first out.
Yeah.
At Doomben, I should say.
Yeah.
And he flew the start, and then Michael grabbed him for me because I wanted him brought back and taught something in the field. So he just made a mistake on the day, Andrew.
Yeah.
He's a sharp, switched-on horse, and when... when he was supposed to be looking north, he was looking west, and he took his eye off the ball.
Okay, so you've obviously mapped out a plan. I mean, they're not machines as two-year-olds, but you were happy enough just to put him away for a little while after that Flemington run and aim towards this.
Look, he was always going to the coast, even before Flemington, and I just wanted to give him the one run and get some money in the bank to get him on the road. So he was always on the truck, and we expected to win. We ran second and very pleased with his performance, and he was always on target to come there.
Okay. He's done a little bit of work this morning. I know you like doing a little bit on the Wednesdays when they're running. Is the team all happy up there?
Really good. I got a very nice report from Sarah. She knows him very well, and she said he felt great. He was using his action beautifully. He strode out to his full stride and wanted to go faster than she wanted him to go. So it was a good report.
Okay, so that's Sun City lining up on Saturday up there at Doomben. You've got Be My Star, who's also owned by Qatar Bloodstock, a three-year-old filly that's had a few Adelaide runs. Is she a progressive type?
She is, Andrew. That's why she's there. I was a bit confused her getting beat last start in Adelaide as a short price favourite. I expected her to win that race, but look, she didn't win, but she ran second. She still ran very well, but didn't quite get it right for whatever reason. Clearly, I tested her, went all right over her, and she's fine. So you get beat sometimes in this game, and you've got to forgive them for a run or two. And I think she can progress. I think she's certainly up to some black type standard, and it'd be lovely to get a bit of black type on her pedigree this weekend.
Okay, so in regard to her, I know you love the Magic Millions. Are these ones, and I know you've got others up there, Tony, do you want to try and get, for your clients, as many to the Gold Coast as you can?
Yeah, absolutely. I've put 8 on the plane up there, and I want to run them all on the 12th of January in those big races. So all we can do, Andrew, I think they're good enough. My assessment of the horses, I think I've got the right horses there. Now they need opportunity. And if I can give them the opportunity to run in that race, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay. The other one that's entered for the weekend, have you accepted with Just Serene?
She'll run on Sunday at Sunshine Coast.
Okay. I think, was she one that jumped out yesterday? And if she did, then were you happy with things?
Yeah, she jumped out well. She began fairly. Mustered very good speed and trialled really nicely, not getting tested too much, but just had a nice hit out. and she was effective on that leg, and Luke Curry rode it for me. Luke was very pleased with her. So I thought she's ready to go to the races now and start her journey to get her to the Magic Millions in January.
Okay. So the task is yours and the team, just to earn some prize money in these races.
Yeah, we need money, Andrew. We need money to get in. And so we've just got to forge a path for them now to give them the best chance to get there.
Okay. While I've got you, Sunlight, what's she up to?
Yeah, she's cantering here in Angaston. She's in great shape. She looks magnificent. She's very stimulated by being back in the stable. She loves being trained, this filly. And so I'm very pleased with her. And she's on a path to run in the Group 1 Lightning Stakes on February the 16th.
Okay.
Flemington.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to see her. She left us with some great things, and I love her because she always puts in, and you've got great memories of what happened earlier this year.
Correct. Yeah. I enjoyed it so much, I want to do it again.
By the sounds of it, mate, you'll be happy you want everyone. If they all earn prize money,
yes.
What is it, 4, 5, or 6 two-year-olds you've got there that are keen?
6, yeah. I'll run them all if they get in.
Righto. All right. Well, we'll wait and see what unfolds with prize money. You're a greedy trainer, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Well, at least you're honest. Thank you, Tony. Good luck, mate.
Thanks.